This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And despite the fact that the nation, I think a great part of it, is riveted by the impeachment trial, the outcome is virtually certain, and it's known to just about everybody. And with the Democrats having just concluded, and they did, their presentation of their case, for all of the emotion it generated, for all of the feelings of disgust and outrage, and it's all appropriate about the riot on January 6th and the way it was handled, the idea that they are going to actually get 17 Republicans to vote with all the Democrats to convict President Trump and to block him from ever running again, I think that outcome is profoundly unlikely. And it's unlikely because right now we already know that there are 45 Republican senators. They only need 37. But there are 45 Republican senators who have said, look, this entire procedure is unconstitutional. We don't like the entire procedure. I don't believe that the procedure is unconstitutional, but I believe it was profoundly misguided, and I've said so from the beginning. Because, for goodness sake, you don't go into battles that you know you are going to lose. And it was entirely predictable that the Democrats would have this difficulty, which is why the only hope for coming out of this is coming out with sending a clear message about the unacceptability of things like the Capitol riots. Sending a clear message to Americans could be the one redemptive feature about this whole unfortunate process. 1-800-955-1776. There's a Wall Street editorial, and it's a very good one at the Wall Street Journal that I want to get to in a moment. Also, a report on how many Americans, there are cities in the country where a majority of the people say, according to all studies, that they're unwilling to get a COVID-19 vaccine. And this is amazing. There's a very big difference in the city's willingness to do that. And basically, if you look at people around the country, people are concerned about side effects. They plan to see if the vaccine is safe. People say other people need it more right now. And then there's about a fifth of people who say they don't trust COVID vaccines. They just don't trust it. And a general distrust for the government. By the way, if you're one of those people who just refuses to get a vaccine, what's fascinating to me is the difference between various cities. We'll get to the ones that are more likely to have people who are willing and eager to get vaccinated and to get a shot against COVID-19. There's also a report that actually on dating sites, it is a big thing, the demand for vaccinated partners. That a major story from CNN. We will get to that. I do think it's worth sharing with you what I think is an outstanding editorial that kind of doesn't answer the questions that editorial itself raises. The Wall Street Journal editorial board today writes, whether a former president ought to be subject to an impeachment trial is a matter of constitutional debate. Whether it's prudent, if acquittal appears likely, is a related question. But wherever you come down on those issues, the House impeachment managers this week are laying out a visceral case that the Capitol riot of January 6th was a disgrace for which President Trump bears responsibility. Long before November, writes the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump was saying that the only way he could lose the election was if it were rigged. On the night of the vote, he tweeted, "They are trying to steal," all in capitals, "the election." That was on election night. In the speech that night, he called it a fraud on the American public and said, frankly, we did win. Is it a surprise that some of his fans took his words to heart? Instead of bowing to dozens of court defeats, Mr. Trump escalated. He falsely claimed that Vice President Mike Pence, if only he had the courage, could reject electoral votes and stop Democrats from hijacking democracy. He called the supporters to attend a rally on January 6th, when Congress would do the counting. "Be there, we'll be wild," Mr. Trump tweeted. His speech that day was timed to coincide with the action in the Capitol. And then he directed the crowd down Pennsylvania Avenue. There's something else about that that I want to get to in a moment, too. But they say, talk about playing with fire. Mr. Trump told an apocalyptic fable in which American democracy might end on January 6th. And some people who believed him acted like it. Once the riot began, Mr. Trump took hours to say anything, a delay his defenders have not satisfactorily explained. Even then, he equivocated. Imagine, Representative Joe Neguse said, if Mr. Trump had simply gone onto TV, just logged onto Twitter, and said, "Stop the attack." If he had done so with even half as much force as he said, "Stop the steal." And by the way, I think Congressman Neguse is right. If Trump had done that in the middle of the attack, do you think people would have continued jeopardizing their own lives and well-being and battling with police officers and destroying property and chanting, "Hang Mike Pence"? And the idea that Trump could call off the attack and didn't, that doesn't show that he had a guilty intention or that he deliberately incited an insurrection, which is what really the Democrats have to prove. But it certainly would have reduced the amount of damage to our country and to our country's image abroad and to the entire standing of the United States and the American heritage. The damage has been extreme. And I spoke before about what a contrast this was. Do you remember President Trump had an idea? It wasn't a bad idea at all. It was an idea to create a garden of heroes. Instead of tearing down statues, let's put up new statues, including some people who may have been ignored, people of all colors and backgrounds and ideologies. He spoke in front of Mount Rushmore about that on the 4th of July. And again, to go from talking about preserving American monuments to actually cheering on people who are ransacking the Capitol building, and he did cheer them on. He said, "I love you very much. You're very fine people." He did urge them after 2 hours to stand down. But there is no doubt that most of the people who did what they did thought they were acting on behalf of President Trump. There's no defense for Mr. Trump's conduct on January 6th and before, writes the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal. Mitch McConnell is reportedly telling his GOP colleagues that the decision to convict or acquit is a vote of conscience. And that's appropriate. After the Electoral College voted on December 14th, Mr. Trump could have conceded defeat and touted his accomplishments. Now his legacy will be forever stained by this violence and by his betrayal of his supporters in refusing to tell them the truth. Whatever the result of the impeachment trial, Republicans should remember the betrayal if Mr. Trump decides to run again in 2024. They're right. And another reason they're so importantly right coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's MichaelMedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show, it looks like they are putting off the opening of the defense for President Trump, and they are sitting pretty. I mean, they're sitting with four aces. They are going to win this, regardless of how inept or inspiring the defense will be for the president, simply because they're not going to find 17 Republican senators who are willing to go on record to convict Trump of the charge, and the charge is incitement of an insurrection. And I think the wording's unfortunate of the charge, and I think the entire effort is unfortunate when they should have actually dealt with what they could have gotten, and they could have gotten it really fairly easily, is a resolution of censure, which could have been sending a very clear message, which the Democrats keep saying again and again, we have to send a message to future presidents, a resolution of censure. And the fact that President Trump has certainly lost support since his actions of November 3rd and going forward, wouldn't that have been enough and better for the country? Especially at a time when we have so much else to worry about. This COVID-19 relief package that Nancy Pelosi spoke about this morning, we'll get to that. Reopening schools, which is a huge issue, we will get to that. Making sure that the vaccine rollout continues and gets used by most Americans. The one additional thing I wanted to mention about this entire microscopic focus on the way that Trump responded to the riot and the way that he prepared the way, according to Democratic allegations, for the riot. So publicity for the events of January 6th was posted to a website called MarchToSaveAmerica.com. And there was a big ad there that urged participants to take a stand with President Trump and then to march to the Capitol building to protest the certification of the Electoral College. Now, it does make it sound like the president is going to actually be leading the march. Take a stand with President Trump? And the Washington Post reports that Trump himself was very in love with the idea that he would be marching at the head of that march. He made that Dr. King, and it's, yes, it's very, very different. But Dr. King always marched at the head of his marches. That was what Trump visualized, apparently, is that he'd be marching there. But the Secret Service said, are you kidding? No, we won't permit it. Because, again, I think there was a general knowledge that this could be risky. And the idea that, not everyone in the march would necessarily be a constructive or responsible player, I think the Secret Service was aware of that. And what's so bizarre is that what's after that, after the Secret Service said, no, Mr. President, you can't lead the march, you can't be part of the march, you can't march up to the Capitol building, he still said, after he had made that decision, been told that, he still said to the people gathered at the Ellipse, at least 40,000 of them, after this we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. And again, he instead watched the proceedings on television. And by the way, if President Trump had actually marched at the head of the march, would there have been the same likelihood of violence? I think probably not. But who knows? Today, Nancy Pelosi spoke. She has a press conference every Thursday. It's one of those events. There's always good material. This is clip number one. She was talking about the coronavirus relief bill that the House is planning to send to the Senate, and the fact that she is insistent that it must include a hike in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. This despite the fact that it would cost at least 1.4 million Americans their jobs. Listen to Nancy Pelosi.
Will the bill that you send to the Senate have a $15 minimum wage?
Yes, it will. It will. Yes, it will. We're very proud of that. As I said, 27 million people will get a raise, 70% of them women, and we will be sending that. Yes, sir.
Okay. they're going to be sending it, and it's going to die in the Senate. There is at least one Democrat in a Senate that's divided 50-50 that is opposed to raising the wage to $15 an hour, Joe Manchin of West Virginia. I think there could be other Democrats who vote sensibly on that. But given the report from the Congressional Budget Office of adding to the deficit and costing people their jobs, monomania, the insistence on a $15 minimum wage, is unfortunate. And the entire insistence is simply going to delay getting some people the relief they need, getting those funds out there to increase the level of vaccination, to actually deal more meaningfully with the ongoing coronavirus crisis. And then there is the subject of opening schools, speaking of dealing with the coronavirus crisis. Willie Geist of MSNBC, not Fox News, took on the White House COVID advisor, Andy Slavitt, on the issue of schools not reopening. Clip 8.
Now, the CDC director, as you know, Director Walensky, said that teachers do not need to be vaccinated in order for schools to open. Do you all, does the president agree with that?
So look, I think what the CDC director believes is that every additional protective measure you take helps. So vaccinations help, masks help, good ventilation helps. So, if we had an abundance of those tools, we'd say everybody should do everything right now, and then everybody'd be as safe as possible. I think what she's saying is, well, we have a shortage. There are other ways to get there and to do it safely. That's exactly the kind of detail she is going through painstakingly in this plan to say, what do you do if you have enough vaccines? What do you do if you don't? How do you open? I think she's trying to figure out how to get schools to yes, yeah, under limited resources.
Well, her quote last week is, quote, safe reopening does not suggest teachers need to be vaccinated in order to reopen safely. Some of the teachers' unions have said, we're not going back to school unless our teachers are vaccinated. So do they need to be vaccinated or not for schools to reopen?
Well, I'm going to let her plan tomorrow speak to that, because as with everything, I wish there was a one-word answer, but there's obviously complexity in the detail. That's what the CDC does. The White House doesn't want to be in the science business. We're going to let them do that, and then we're going to try to implement it and help states implement it as quickly as they can.
Reassuring answer? It's why people hate bureaucrats. It's why people distrust bureaucracy. And given the fact that apparently the dating industry is reporting that right now a hot commodity is having completed your two vaccines, should that create more appetite for actually getting this procedure done? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu is accusing former President Trump of showing no remorse after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. During the former president's Senate trial, Lieu stressed Trump has assumed no responsibility for the violent and deadly assault. The California Democrat adding,
it sends a message that it is acceptable to incite a violent insurrection to overthrow the will of the people.
The leader of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, says Americans want lawmakers to focus on other issues like opening schools instead of former President Trump's impeachment trial.
What they do want to see are Democrats fighting to get our kids back in school and fighting to get this vaccine distributed to the American people instead of fighting Donald Trump over and over and over again, which they've done for the past 4 years.
USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your brilliance, shining light onto this, speaking your truth is nothing short of heroic.
I forget who he was talking about, but I'd like to have it apply to me. And look, I will tell you there is one truth about Americans and the issues, and yes, we're a divided country. We're not divided on reopening schools. And what an opportunity for President Biden if he would only seize it. Now, right now, President Biden is trying to lay low. And by the way, I think he's doing absolutely the right thing not to inject himself into this impeachment trial, because it's a battle that his Democratic colleagues are going to lose. And President Trump is certainly doing the right thing by not standing out in front of the cameras. Of course, he's lost his Twitter tool. I know a number of people have commented that if Twitter had deplatformed Donald Trump a year ago, say in February of 2020, he'd still be president. Because a gigantic amount of the trouble that he made for himself was the moronic, stupid, irresponsible. Joe Scarborough, even. Now, Joe Scarborough, he was a Republican congressman from Florida. He certainly is going to be more pro-Biden as a host on MSNBC, but he let Biden have it on this issue of school reopening on MSNBC today. This is clip 11. Listen.
Let's just like it is. I mean, you know, the Biden administration, Joe Biden cannot attack Donald Trump for not listening to healthcare officials. And then when he's scared of teachers unions, he can't not listen to healthcare officials who were saying it's time to go back to school. And this retreat a couple of days ago, I'm sorry, there's not another word for it. It was pathetic. that leaves a lot of parents hanging out there to dry. Again, healthcare officials are now saying that children need to go back to school. It's nearly unanimous. The Biden administration has no other option than to follow healthcare officials, do they?
Okay, and even the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, can barely handle this issue. It is one of those things where as soon as we get done with this impeachment distraction, and I think that's what it is right now, and it'll be over the weekend almost surely. But Jen Psaki was addressing this pressing issue of reopening schools and didn't have much of an answer. This is clip 10.
When it comes to reopening schools, schools, can you clear it up for us? And in particular, can you explain to American parents that just one day a week of in-person school, does that count as schools being open? Why should they be satisfied with that?
They shouldn't be. I wouldn't be as a parent. And I am a parent, I should say. I have two young kids, and I know many of you have kids as well. The president wants schools to open safely and in accord with science.
Okay, and the science has been dramatic about and emphatic, even from his own CDC, about the ability to do that. This should be his moment as President Reagan launched his administration on a very strong note when he stood up to PATCO, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Association. This is in 1981. And by the way, we now know because of declassified Soviet material, it's one of the reasons the Russians looked at this guy, oh, strong leader. We got to take him seriously. It actually helped to win the Cold War. And Biden would help himself immeasurably if he stood up to the teachers' unions on this, even if those unions are angry. What are they going to do? They're going to go over to the Republicans? I don't think that's something President Biden has to worry about. Okay, there's another issue with schools, and this broke my heart, because I think everybody knows that parochial schools, religious schools, private schools are mostly operating. But there's a story by Associated Press that's very alarming. Enrollment in Roman Catholic schools in the United States dropped 6.4% from the previous academic year amid the pandemic and the economic stresses. It's the largest single year decline in at least five decades. Okay, 50 years. And wouldn't you think that with most Catholic schools open, I know parents who are sending their kids to Catholic and Christian schools now, and Jewish schools, because they're functioning. Public schools are closed. But no, the enrollment's way down. Among the factors were the closure or consolidation of more than 200 schools and the difficulty for many parents of paying tuition fees that average about $5,000 for grades K to 8. Now, that is an unbelievable bargain. Secular private schools are much more. It's about $10,000 for secondary schools, according to the National Catholic Education Association. Between 2019 and 2020 school year and the current year, nationwide enrollment dropped by 110,000. There's still 1.6 million students. It is by far the most popular means of private education. With the recent wave of closures, there are now 5,981 Catholic schools in the United States compared with more than 11,000 in 1970. So since 1970, the number of Catholic schools has been cut in just about in half. The schools were disproportionately impacted. Urban communities where significant numbers of black children, including many from non-Catholic families, attend Catholic schools. Indeed, some of the largest enrollment losses were in big city dioceses, including 12% in Los Angeles, 11% in New York, 8% in Chicago. Okay, this is something else where, honest to goodness, Trump could make such a difference. We do need some form of vouchers, some form of saying that when a parochial school or any private school is able to take a student, that the government should take some of the money that is saved by accommodating that student in public school, some of it, not all of it, and help the parents pay that tuition. Because when you're talking about this $5,000 a year, wouldn't you think that if it's $5,000 a year, that some of this money that's going to be coming to families, where if you have a couple of kids, it's going to be a total of more than $5,000, wouldn't it be a good thing if that kind of money could help people enroll their kids in parochial schools that are actually operating? And I know that people worry about, but the court has been very broad on this. In other words, paying parents rather than sending the money directly to the school does not violate the no establishment of religion clause of the First Amendment. It is good policy, and it helps crucial institutions. Joe Biden went to Catholic schools. He ought to be the right guy. He's only our second Catholic president ever. And for Catholic schools, for evangelical Christian schools, for Jewish schools, and there are every kind of Jewish schools, from the very liberal to the very traditional. But for goodness sake, it is an American tragedy if those forms of education, which are so important just in terms of allowing some kind of competitive marketplace, not this public school monopoly that's dominated by the unions, it would be a very, very important step forward. And it's certainly one of those things that Republicans could take up and unite the party and maybe unite the country behind them. Meanwhile, the dating and COVID vaccines, nothing more exciting to go out and do on a date than wait in line to get vaccinated. Can't think of anything more sexy, right? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kinger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
And it's a show that features a story, a big, long, detailed story called How COVID Vaccines Might Change the Dating Game. And it features a young lady named Sarah Jablow, who has sought a hard-to-find combination of personality traits in prospective boyfriends. Right now, she has a new focus. She's a 34-year-old winemaker from Napa, California. And she's been on about a half a dozen Zoom dates and several in real-life dates since she ended her last long-term relationship in June. This time around, she says, the entire search is different. She received her first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in late January, and she's looking for a partner who is either vaccinated or interested in getting vaccinated soon. It's all about the vaccine for me now, said Jablow, who was vaccinated early because of her job in California's agriculture industry. They're giving winemakers priorities over teachers? Okay. I'm pretty straightforward about it. I believe in science, and if somebody isn't interested in the vaccine or they don't believe in vaccines in general, I'm done. Okay, to reject anti-vaxxers, sorry, I think that's a good idea. Again, if you are an anti-vaxxer, if you don't understand the unbelievable gift to humanity that this technology has provided, and yes, it is a form of technology, but literally there have been not millions, billions of lives that have been saved over the years by vaccines. And the polio vaccine is only an example that has particular impact because it impacted us as baby boomers. In any event, Jablow reports CNN certainly isn't the only vaccinated single person looking for safer dating these days. Matchmakers have reported seeing intense demand for partners who have received both doses of the Pfizer and Moderna shots. Dating sites have recorded dramatic upticks in mentions of the word vaccine. Even if you eavesdrop on masked and distance hangouts at public parks, it seems everyone is desperately seeking someone who's gotten injected. Getting vaccinated or being open to getting it is the hottest thing you could do right now, said Michael Kay, who's a spokesperson for the dating site OkCupid. It's not only good for your health and safety to be open to getting the vaccine, but it's good for your dating life as well. And here they cite a dating expert, so-called. Her name is Bella Gandhi. She's described as a dating coach and a founder of Smart Dating Academy. It's a matchmaking service in Chicago. She said that as more people get vaccines and share photos of themselves getting shots on social media, the more important vaccination status will become. Now, it says she's a dating coach. I just think about that poor guy whose name is Samuel Fisher, who got arrested at the Capitol building. He's a self-described dating coach, but he sounds like... Well, let me put it this way. I think his behavior at the Capitol building, where he approached it with several machetes and others, it probably... not an ideal coach for your dating life. But okay, this Bella Gandhi says that dating is about developing an emotional connection, she says, and making sure a person doesn't have red flags, she continued. Knowing that someone has gotten the COVID vaccine certainly eliminates one of the biggest red flags of all time. Technically speaking, Gandhi is correct. On the most basic level, vaccination status indicates whether a prospective paramour received the shot. On another level, a person's willingness to broadcast vaccination status reveals a lot about that person's morality and their relationship to issues such as science, politics, and the greater good. And speaking of which, I'd mentioned this study, and I mention it because, you know, I'm kind of a homer in the sense of I root for hometown teams. And the ultimate rooting for hometown teams is this study, and it's a study of some 900,000 people who they looked at and their willingness to get vaccines. And the number one city for being willing, or at least open to the idea of getting vaccinated, is San Francisco. And a close second is Seattle. And in third place is Boston, and then Washington, D.C. And it's one of those things, cities that you have a minority of people who say they're even willing to consider vaccines. At the bottom of this list of major cities, major metropolitan areas, you find Houston, Miami, Atlanta, and the big metropolis, and it is now, of Riverside, San Bernardino in California. Now, what's the difference? The difference is that there are higher education levels in the top four cities, San Francisco, Seattle, Boston, and Washington, D.C., people are more likely to have advanced educations, college degree or more. And the difference is really remarkable. In Seattle, 68% say they are willing, eager to get vaccinated. And down in Atlanta, it's 45%. It's less than a majority. Speaking of vaccinations, Instagram yesterday took down the account of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Good for them. He is a anti-vax activist. Quote, "We removed this account for repeatedly sharing debunked claims about the coronavirus or vaccines." Spokesman for Facebook, which owns Instagram, said in a statement, Lucasfilm, right, the makers of the Star Wars franchise, and UTA also dropped the Mandalorian star Gina Carano following offensive social media posts. So what did those posts say? We will get to that tomorrow. Meanwhile, there's a film that some people might find offensive. I'll tell you why. It's a film that's getting generally very positive reviews, and it has some fine performances. It's called Son of the South, and it's about the civil rights movement. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The grandson of an Alabama Klansman risks his life to support the civil rights movement of the late 1950s in the mostly true story, Son of the South, now playing in select theaters.
You want to jeopardize your whole life for some grand principle?
Isn't that what they're doing?
So what's going to happen next? Continue on.
Based on the memoir of Bob Zellner, the main character in this story, the movie is an issues-driven melodrama with cameo performances by the late Brian Dennehy, Julia Ormond, Cedric the Entertainer, and a smattering of other memorable names. It emphasizes the violence and brutality of racist extremism that earns a PG-13 rating, but with a distracting tendency to name-check celebrities who will mean little to all those who aren't already students of the era. 2 stars for the intense, well-intentioned, but disappointing Son of the South.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Okay, this is based on the autobiography of a guy named Bob Zellner, who's now over 80, but who it was indeed the grandson of a Klansman who became very involved in the civil rights movement. What it doesn't really specify is he was very, very critical of the legacy of Dr. King, and he went way to the left. And he was involved with the SNCC, which was the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And the film is very peculiar because it makes references to as if the only white people who were standing up for decency and sanity were extreme leftists and, in fact, members of the Communist Party. That is simply not true. Does it do a good job of recreating some of the... Yes, it does. And some of the violence is not overstated. But the film, which features adequate performances, is interesting, but not particularly satisfying or a reliable guide to the history of the period. There's another film like that that is a historical film that is, as a piece of filmmaking, much better, but also has historical problems. It has the intriguing title Judas and the Black Messiah. We'll review that tomorrow. We'll also be speaking to Daniel Henninger about the Wall Street, from the Wall Street Journal, about the direction of the Republican Party and the conservative movement when the impeachment distraction is over. And we'll also be talking about a return of the God hypothesis supported by science. Yeah, that's right. We're supposed to follow the science, right? In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.